WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. I hope everybody here in the United States had a great Turkey Day, had a wonderful holiday. Everybody else, I hope you had a wonderful Thursday as well last week. You're not too hungover from whatever festivities you may have gotten up to. I know Rock and I aren't. But yeah, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. We have Taylor Swift.
We have nothing to talk about.
That's some things to talk about.
We have nothing to talk about.
We have some things to talk about. Some. A few things. A few things.
A few?
A few. Maybe that will work now. I think now everything's working. A few things. Yeah. A few. Maybe that will work now. Now I hear myself. Why do I hear myself? A few things. There we go. Now everything's working. Something got muted along the way.
Have you forgotten how to produce?
Yes. It's been 3 days.
It's been 3 days, y'all.
I didn't
realize. He's forgotten how to produce.
I didn't know this button was muted on OBS. It's all good. We're good. We're here live. We're good. It's live radio. It's a Thursday night. Anyways, Rack Radio Show at Wild Talk Radio. At Lynn's Word on Twitter's interact with us there, twitch.tv/WTLive. You can join us in the chat room at wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com, all the fun places. You know the deal. It is The Rack. We're here. We're live. Got some news.
We do have some news, and well, we're going to dive into it. Brought to you by our friends over at Gerwick.net and fightboot.com. And, well, one of the biggest stories coming out of last week and this week is that NXT UK is getting their own takeover. That's right, y'all. It's not just US anymore. UK will get their own special, which will air Sunday, January 12th in 2019. So that's some awesome news for them.
What did that say?
January 12th, 2019.
The day before that? What's the word?
What?
What's that word right before January 12th?
Saturday.
There you go.
What did I say?
Sunday, January 12th.
Sorry, Saturday. It's Saturday. I'm a day ahead of myself. I think tomorrow's Saturday for some reason. Keep forgetting tomorrow's Friday. Anyway.
Yeah, so we'll be on Saturday, January 12th on the WWE Network. Some huge matches will be on the show, and including Travis Banks apparently is going to be on part of that as well. So there you go. Cool stuff.
Well, they have another huge addition to the roster that's going to help make that show even more special. European star Walter has officially signed with NXT UK. No word on how they snagged him.
They've been working on him for a few months.
Oh, I know they've been working on him, but he really had no interest in signing, so I wonder what they did to finally sort of get him into, lock him into a contract.
No, here's the key. He did not want to come here.
Yeah, he didn't want to come to the States.
Now that that's off the ground, he doesn't have to come here. He can stay there.
There you go. And, well, I wonder if he was given that nice little pay raise, along with the other talents who were given new contracts in addition to more money, and, well, some new restrictions to go with it. This is basically your NXT UK, like, update of everything that's happened, because a lot happened on it last week. It came out that talents can only work for a handful of promotions moving forward if they're signed with WWE. That includes Progress Wrestling, ICW, Fight Club Pro, Attack Pro Wrestling, Future Shock, Over the Top Wrestling, and WXW. They are not allowed to appear on TV, in DVD content, or streaming events. They can only appear in dark matches. Now, anything that they did before this, obviously WWE has no control over, but moving forward, as of the date that they signed their contract, they are restricted. They're no longer allowed to wrestle people from ROH, New Japan Pro Wrestling, World of Sport, or any other promotion that WWE considers major.
Which Impact is not one of them.
Impact is not one of them. That's interesting.
By the way.
And some people were not happy about that.
No, they're not. Okay, so before you continue on to the next thing, because that sort of breaks away from this in a second, but it's the top tier talent. Like, the lower end of the UK, NXT UK talent can still work for whoever. It's the top tier talent. It's the real Ripley's, it's the Tony Storms, it's the Pete Dunne's, Trent Seven's,
Tyler Bates,
all them.
Yeah.
The top.
Yeah, all them.
The feature talent on TV. They're the ones with the restrictions because they were the ones given new contracts. Now, there's one other note you can mention.
Well, another note is that talent has to have a paramedic at the show that they're performing at. If there is not a paramedic present, they are not allowed to perform, which I find really interesting because here in the States, you do have to have paramedics present at a wrestling show. That's part of the deal. Like, you can't run the show without the paramedics. They'll shut it down. So I think it's interesting to me that over there, you don't necessarily have to have one, considering all the bad stuff that can happen.
You get away with it, you know. Them Brits know how to get away with some stuff. Okay.
And last but certainly not least, it's official. The episode has aired. A huge congratulations to Rhea Ripley for officially becoming the inaugural NXT UK Women's Champion, shutting out Toni Storm. So good for her. Congratulations. Well deserved.
It's the thing everyone's known for 2 months. It finally aired on television.
Yeah, it's finally aired on television, so we can now talk about it.
It was a good match.
It was a good match.
But congrats to Rhea Ripley on that accomplishment, and now we can actually talk about her being champion going forward.
Yay!
It's no longer this dirty little secret. Anyway.
Anubis, I wouldn't go that far with it. I mean, they could really be dicks about it, and they could say that they can't work for anybody, but this is the fact that they're able to work for a handful of promotions is pretty revolutionary, seeing as they don't let any other talents in any other part of the company do that.
I want to make this point to everyone. If they have a problem with it, they don't have to sign a contract with World Wrestling Entertainment. I mean, just saying.
Yeah. I mean, basically, it's they're trying to prevent competition because it's like they're trying to bolster the ratings of the NXT UK brand, and why are you going to go pay to see them at NXT when you can watch them on TV for free? Or you can go pay like $2 and go see them at the local wrestling show. Not that I'm saying that it costs that much, or it even costs that little, but you get what I'm saying. Why are you going to go pay WWE prices when you can go pay, you know, Joe Schmo down the street prices and see the same talent? So they're trying to protect the brand a little bit. I get it. It's not ideal. It sucks for the UK brands that are not a part of this deal, but the fact that they can work for the handful that has been included is pretty revolutionary for WWE.
It's a step right now. We'll see how long they'll work for them and see whether, like, Progress or ICW ends up on a network of World Wrestling Entertainment at some point.
We'll have to see. Yeah, the whole WCW thing was kind of crap, but you sort of knew he was going to do that just because he's a dick like that. I mean, I didn't really ever watch. I watched, started watching after WCW sort of like had its heyday and was dying.
She's one of them. She started in the year 2000.
I started late in life with wrestling.
I mean, it's not really late in life.
I was 18.
That's not that late.
So anyway, yeah. So, and that tells you exactly how old I am. So anyway, yeah. So congratulations to Rhea Ripley. Moving on, Total Bellas announced that its next season will be debuting January 13th. And hopefully by that point, we're able to bring back the Rack Extra. Everybody stay tuned for the Rack Extra regarding Total Divas and something that we're going to do with that. The plan is to record something to sort of wrap up that season. Unfortunately, my life sort of like imploded in on me in the middle of October, and I just really haven't been able to do a whole lot recording wise since. So I appreciate everybody's patience regarding the shows and everything that I've been doing, but our plan is to hopefully pick up with the Rack Extra again in January.
What's curious about this? It's on a Sunday.
It is on a Sunday.
No longer on a Wednesday. It's back on a Sunday.
Thank God.
Tied probably in with the Kardashians. Anyway.
I don't care. It's on a Sunday. I don't have to watch NXT, Total Bellas, and whatever the hell, Mae Young, and whatever the hell else we were watching on delay, back to back to back to back, where it's like literally 20 hours of wrestling, back to back to back to back to back.
Oh, I know. I get it.
Those are some rough nights, y'all. Anyway, Blaine Brents?
Yeah, let's do the injury roundup.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
Alrighty, Brent's been busy.
Yeah, he went all over the world, too.
He did. He did. So first up, Kari Sane with apparently mouth, hand, and foot disease.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Poor thing. Oh my god. MJF, fractured elbow.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Tom Lawler, broken hand.
Which he suffered at his MMA fight over the weekend. You're saying MMA fighter in the news? He wrestles for MLW, so it concerns them. So, broken hand for Tom Lawler.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Okay, we got questions about MHF, or MJF.
Mm-hmm. MJF. He's an independent wrestler.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. Namochi Marufuji? Marufuji?
Marufuji.
Shoulder contusion?
Hashtag blame Brent.
Phoenix? Groin strain?
Hashtag blame Brent.
Are we throwing Braun Strowman in that?
We did Braun Strowman last week.
Throw him again. Braun Strowman.
With, officially, it's bone chips in the elbow.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Alrighty, and well, SmackDown crew did not have a good week this week. It appears that some shenanigans went on, and a couple wrestlers were robbed this past week in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The SmackDown Live crew were leaving, or I guess in Minneapolis, or leaving Minneapolis, and unfortunately, Alexander and Dorado both tweeted about being robbed and offer photographic evidence of their rental being broken into, which is a little weird.
Yeah, they showed the car being broken into. Like, they showed all the smashed windows and stuff. It's like, that sucks for them.
That really, really sucks. I mean, that's, you know, you just know that sucks. Hopefully all their stuff, like the most of their stuff, was in the building and they just left like little crap in the car.
Yeah, it still sucks. Anytime your car's broken into, it sucks.
Well, what's worse is it's a rental.
Yeah. Hopefully they got that insurance.
Let's hope so. Tribute to the Troops has been announced. It will be taking place Tuesday, December 4th at Fort Hood, Texas.
No word on when it will air, but they're taping it this coming Tuesday.
Maybe we get a taker.
Okay.
Sports Illustrated announced today that actor and WWE superstar John Cena, do we really still call him a WWE superstar at this point?
Yes.
We just call him an actor?
No, I'll tell you why. I finished reading it.
Will receive the Sports Illustrated Muhammad Ali Legacy Award.
It's cool for him. He'll be back on the road with World Wrestling Entertainment on December 26th.
Full time.
WrestleMania for now. He's working a bunch of house shows. He may be back earlier than that. Who knows? He may be back on TV for Christmas. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that are interested, Wrestle Kingdom 13 will be live on Fight TV on January 4th at 3 a.m. Eastern for $35. For those who like to sleep, it will also be available on demand. for the same price. It is the same price.
Or you could just buy it on New Japan World for $10. But hey, if you don't have a subscription to New Japan World, you can get it on the Fight TV app for $35. That is their pay-per-view, sort of pay-per-view outlet for the show. But it's cool that it'll be live there.
Yes. So, Mixed Match Challenge?
It is time to mix it up.
You don't scare me, big boy. But you just listen to me and do exactly as I say, and we'll become Mixed Match Challenge champions. So, put her there.
It's the Mixed Match Challenge recap.
So, how did it come down to all Raw teams?
No, this is just the Raw side.
Okay.
There's a SmackDown side and a Raw side. This week was the Raw playoff.
All right. Well, there are some unfortunate things that happened in this. First one being that, well, because of Braun Strowman's injury to his elbow, he is out of the Mixed Match Challenge. So they had to find a replacement to everybody's favorite, Ember Moon. And, well, they could have gotten her somebody of quality, Bray Wyatt. And, because he was there. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. And she got stuck with, no offense to him, but she got stuck with Curt Hawkins. Who? What?
Let's think about this for a second.
Why would you do that to her? That is so mean.
Curt Hawkins hasn't won a match in 200 and something matches. That's what's wrong. He's a good wrestler and everything. That's not the character, Curt Hawkins.
He's a perfectly lovely person. I'm not saying he's a horrible person, but it's like in terms of a partner, like Rock said, he hasn't won a match in a year.
He's lost over 200 matches, so it's probably over a couple of years. Here's the thing. It started as Braun Strowman and Alexa. Alexa got injured. Ember stepped in. Braun now's injured. It's now Curt Hawkins and Ember Moon. Little bit of a step down. Just saying.
So that wasn't good. And then, well, we had Alicia and Jinder defeating Curt Hawkins and Ember Moon, tragically. No offense to Alicia and Jinder, but really, really, really. We're going to do that?
And they'll take on the winners of the next match, which is Finn and Balor and Bayley defeating Lashley and Mickie James.
I want Finn and Bayley to go all the way in the Mixed Match Challenge. They can go all the way in general if they'd like. I'm not going to stop them. They can get married and have babies for all I care. But,
So yeah, you're gonna.
Okay. So yeah, this is what happens when you almost drop your computer.
Drop computers. That's a bad thing.
Well, I've already done it once.
Okay, you can talk to Kathy Kelly. Well, they're no longer together.
Did they break up?
Yeah. Oh, and finally the Saints get on the board with a touchdown. It's now going to be 13-10. Let's go Saints. Let's beat them Cowboys. Can we? Come on. Let's do it. Let's do a thing. Now the Raw Finals is Alicia and Jinder versus Finn and Bayley in the upcoming weeks. And remember, the winner of the Mixed Match Challenge gets the number 30 spots in the Royal Rumble.
Anubis, we do not talk shit about Diesel's replacement after Hall and Nash left to join WCW. We do not talk shit about that man because he is a saint and he has the ability to control fire.
He's not a saint. He's a mayor.
Well, yes, he is a mayor, but... Either way, we do not talk bad about that man.
He's a mayor. He's not a saint.
Well, I mean, he's a perfectly wonderful person and a mayor. So, you know, but yeah, I don't know who the other guy was, but we don't talk about Diesel's replacement.
One of Tim's friends, Rick Titan.
Okay. That's my general reaction to that. So.
Break.
Yeah. Yeah, Anubis, that was Kane. That's a very young Kane before he did Isaac Yankum.
That was after Isaac Yankum.
Or was that after Isaac? No.
Yeah. Yep.
Was it?
Yep.
I thought he did Fake Diesel and that's how they brought him in and then he became Isaac Yankum.
He was Isaac Yankum turned to Diesel.
And then he turned into Kane?
Yep.
So he got like progressively cooler with better teeth. Thank God for him. Anyway, we're going to take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we are going to be talking about the best thing to happen in wrestling all week, which is the return of the Edge and Christian show. Because, damn it, we needed a topic, and somebody showed up on it, so we're talking about it. So you'll listen to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. I've been faced, but I believe every day I believe. Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Go for it, Barney.
Hey, man. It's Marshall. Check your email. Sent you something.
What is it?
A decade plus one.
What does this mean? Marshall?
12/1/2018.
No. No!
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/Rack Radio Show.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Yes, those soothing chords. It's been 3 months and change. The drought, y'all. The drought has ended. He's reappeared back in my life for a whole 3 minutes, and it was wonderful. Edge was there too, but
some could say it was
delightful. No, you go to your corner for that right now.
For those who missed it, you can hear what happened.
As a child growing up in Louisiana, I had a very close relationship with nature. And a big part of that was birth. A couple of buzzards get it on. A baby buzzard gets born. No big deal. Happened all the time. But when I witnessed the miracle of childbirth, an actual baby getting born, that's when I knew that I had to be a midwife. Now, as a man in this line of work, it's tough. I learned very quickly about discrimination. I have been marginalized and put down and objectified more times than I care to admit. And at one point, it almost broke me. But Sister Abigail talked me down. And it was through that experience that I became familiar with the struggle of the feminine mystique. And that has been the key to my success as a midwife. Initially, women would come into my practice with a lot of trepidation. And I get it. I do. I'm a monster. But once they have a peek at my collection of Gloria Steinem literature, the mood in the room changes completely. I'm all about dispelling myths, tackling preconceived notions. I want to get people off autopilot, open their minds,
Come on, you can do this. You can do this.
You and I can go on a remarkable journey of self-discovery and arrive at a place of higher understanding.
Push!
Now, sure, some of my methods have been questioned.
Push! 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 Push!
And I do occasionally have to resort to alternative tactics.
He's here.
Look, there are certain things I'll never know. I'll never know what it actually feels like to have a baby because I don't have a vagina. I know that. But it's like when a person loses their sight, their sense of smell gets stronger. And if that's the case, I am blind as a m. I'm Bray Wyatt, and women's reproductive health is not something I take lightly.
For those unaware, the Edge and Christian show is a comedy show, not an actual WWE television show. Ash, just letting you know. You can see one of the pictures on the screen of what it was.
Yeah. The actual visual makes this. So what this is the first of all, y'all, the Edge and Christian show is back, season 2. Episode 1 aired Monday night, and it's much more involved with the WWE roster than it was in the past. Like, they have pretty much everybody involved with this. You had Samoa Joe running around as a Girl Scout.
Which was great.
Which was hilarious as hell. You had Bray Wyatt as a midwife. I mean, you just had, like,
Everything was all shenanigans.
It's all shenanigans. It's all skits. It's all pre-recorded stuff. They have, like, game shows, trivia shows, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's really, that's what it is if you've never seen it. If you've never seen it, and you have the WWE Network, I would strongly encourage everybody to watch it. Because it's funny as crap. So,
You have to wonder what Edge and Christian were on when they came up with these ideas.
Each other. So,
but okay, go into the Bray thing for a second, and we'll talk about the full show. The moment he said vagina, I lost it.
Moment they showed Bray's reproductive center and the little fetus had a hat on it, I lost it.
He didn't say he said ver.
Vagina.
Vagina.
I feel like that's the only way they were going to get it on the air without it being censored.
Oh, yeah.
Was if he, like, just garbled the word enough that it was like, okay, all right, you're not saying va, you're saying ver, so technically that's not a dirty word. It's not even a dirty word, period. It's a female body part, but it's like TV censors and whatnot won't let you say that on TV, so it's like, okay, all right, he'll say ver, and we can get away with it. And that's what happened.
Yeah. To me, it like, you have to see the visual of it. Like, you could see emotion expression on his face. Like, he showed a bunch of range that you haven't seen of him instead of the straightforward Bray Wyatt character that you've been seeing on television, which was a nice change of pace. I mean, we haven't seen him on WWE television in got who knows how long. He's still whoring
3 months.
He's whoring around in Florida somewhere. Used the Bray Wyatt command in chat. Is it Bray Wyatt? Or Where's Wyatt or something like that? Whatever it is.
I think it's the Bray Wyatt command in chat.
Yeah. This is the line between satire and stupidity is very fine. It is a very fine line. For most people. To me, like, Samoa Joe in this episode was really funny as a Girl Scout.
It's not necessarily satire. It's more just straight comedy.
Yeah.
Than anything else. I mean, it's kind of, I want to say it's almost SNL-ish, but it's not quite that. That's a very poor comparison, but there's really nothing else. Actually, you know what it is? And I'm going to date myself horribly, but does anybody remember All That? Anybody remember that at all? Am I the only one here?
No. Keenan Kell, Amanda Bynes, All That, whatever. Lisa. Was her name Lisa?
I don't remember. I don't remember the whole cast.
Lori was her name.
Lori. That's it. Yeah. Lori.
Had it come to me for a second. Yeah.
But yeah, it's much more on par with All That in terms of the comedy skits. And then it has, like, just Edge and Christian. It's mainly Edge and Christian running around being idiots and just having a good time and enjoying themselves. And then you cut in, you splice in the WWE superstars interacting with them as a way to sort of get people out of the roles that they're sort of in. But this, I wanted to talk about this because one, it got Bray back on TV, which, let's be real, like I keep saying, Bray Wyatt has not been on TV in 3 months. They've had nothing for him since Matt Hardy very unceremoniously retired due to injuries, which apparently now there's rumors he might be coming back, which please God no. But so he's been sitting on the couch, whoring around Florida, whatever you want to say, for 3 months. He came back at Starrcade to a very, very loud ovation, worked two dark matches with Baron Corbin, and then he showed up on the Edge and Christian show. But what this showed was like really kind of a versatility for Bray that we haven't gotten to see in a really, really long time, where he sort of was playing the character, but wasn't playing the character. And this is what I love about the character, is I don't necessarily like the dark, creepy, eerie Bray Wyatt. Although it's cool, right? What I really liked about the character and what really resonates me is more when it's essentially like half Bray, half the guy that plays Bray. If that makes sense to everybody, where it's like Bray outside of work and what he's like.
Yeah.
So like to see wrestlers doing that kind of shit, I love to see that because it's like it makes them that much more human. It's just like Samoa Joe, right? All we see him is, you know, as this big, tough badass, and he's beating people up, and he's, you know, gives half the internet a daddy complex. And in this show, he's running around as a Girl Scout, throwing Samoas at people.
He's throwing Samoas at people. That was great.
So, and I mean, you had a bunch of other stuff on here, but yeah, I just wanted to talk about this. Everybody, if you, I mean, I would give it a chance. It's some people, it's not for everybody, but I mean, I would give it a chance. Watch it. It's really entertaining. It's really funny. Check out the first season. I mean, because they're not, what the thing is they are not afraid to poke fun at WWE, but more importantly, they're not afraid to poke fun at themselves. And that's really what makes a show incredibly different, is that they have to follow the WWE script to a point, but not really. They do have a lot of creative freedom in this show to really do what they want to do. So,
they do. And one of the things you can tell about this season, just based on the first episode, it doesn't feel as rushed as the first season. First season, they had to get done in like 5-6 days. This, they've spent time on. They actually, a lot of it's probably been written for a long time because it was supposed to air last year and never got done. So now it's like they're updating it. One of my favorite things in the episode was when they look back, will they talk about it? And they go through everything from where it was they left off in 2016. Like, will WWE talk about Ricochet? Wait, he's signed. Will they talk about Ronda? She's there. Will Adam Cole go to NXT? Wait, he's there.
Right.
That was great. That was all fun stuff. It's a fun thing. Again, go out, watch it. It's a very fun show to watch. It's on the WWE Network. I guess it's airing every Monday, I would assume, or every other Monday. Who knows? But it's fun. So there you go.
There you go. All right. Well, that does it for the Edge and Christian show. Again, everybody go check it out. So we're going to take our second and final break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Tweet of the Week. We're going to be doing NXT, SmackDown, all your favorites. It's The Rack. And we'll be right back. Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/rackradioshow.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/rackradioshow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Go for Barney.
Hey, man. It's Marshall. Check your email. Sent you something.
What is it?
A decade plus one.
What does this mean? Marshall?
12/1/2018.
No. No!
Hey, this is Gail Kim, TNA Knockout, and you're listening to the Rack Radio Show.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FiveBoot.com as well. And before we do Tweet of the Week, I just want to make this comment. So I'm surfing Facebook on my phone during the break, and one of the very awesome people that I am friends with posted a 360 video from the Mars rover where you can actually like see Mars 360 degrees, and its technology is kind of a cool thing, y'all. It's a really cool thing, and apparently Mars is a very rocky place. So on that note, Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
I don't understand why this is so goddamn hard. I just want to update my fantasy football team, you piece of crap.
Well, games are going on.
Well, I know that, but I only have one person playing right now, but I can update everybody else. So that's what I do on Thursday nights, is update football, even though football's already technically, you know, on. All right. So, I have a very eclectic mix of tweets where it's basically an entire conversation, more or less, involving multiple restaurants, Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy, and his sister. Not Sister Adele. Or Sister Abigail, his actual sister. I actually have to get down to the bottom. Like, I'm still scrolling to get. Why did I favorite that? I don't even know. Okay, all right.
Do I need to go first?
Well, how many do you have?
Not that many.
Okay, you go first, because I have a bunch.
Okay. So, Original Funko tweeted out the Ronda Rousey pop.
Uh-huh.
Becky Lynch replied, I already own Ronda Rousey.
Becky! Not a lie, but Becky!
Rusev, I promise to SmackDown Live, if I'm on the team next year, I'll do the jumpy thing to the table. Hashtag Survivor Series. Chris Jericho, congrats Becky Lynch for becoming the hottest thing in women's wrestling. Who's handling WrestleMania? And he tweets, Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, Nia, and Charlotte. Becky replied, nope, that was me, not WWE. It was her making it. He replies, yeah, for sure, with an assist to Nia Jax for breaking your face, of course. Becky replies, the sucker punch drew blood for sure. A little known fact, though, I actually got the concussion from trying to listen to your last album, in quotations.
Ooh, Becky! I'm so proud.
EC3, if peeing your pants is cool, consider me Drake Maverick.
Oh my god. Ethan, no. Please tell me Drake replied to that.
I don't have a reply from that one, so...
Damn it.
Luke Harper tweeted something about his debut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Nemeth goes, okay, but counterpoint. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. He replied, do I? Fake ESPN, nothing says Thanksgiving like muting Joe Buck so you can hear a crazy rant by your uncle during the Cowboys game. True facts?
True facts.
Dr. Lubo, they say this thing comes with a scope, but I'm pretty sure it's optional, so is he saying no scope shots in Fortnite? Tim Tapman, stop using my skin or I'm going to sue you. Lubo replied, people know it's me because I hit shots.
Ooh! Ouch!
Courage. Good night to everyone except for every single person who eliminated me during the Winter Royale qualifiers. I hope you all get cold for Christmas. Seth Rollins, time to refocus heading towards Ambrose and the TLC. I learned the most by testing myself, so the ICO challenge returns tomorrow night on Raw. Kurt Hawkins goes, sounds cool, but I've been losing a lot lately. I think I'm going to hold out for the Grand Metalik Open Challenge instead.
Oh, shit.
Kevin Owens. Hey, Elton official, Elton John. Nobody ruins my wife and I's date except me. You, me, WrestleMania. I fought men in their 70s before. I can do it again. Hashtag KO versus Elton. Hashtag KO Mania 4.
No, please, no. No.
The picture that goes along with the tweet is just amazing. Kevin Owens continues. The last time I wore red heart-shaped glasses for another man before tonight was on January 12th, 1996. At the Montreal Forum, was 11 years old. It was for Shawn Michaels. I'm never wearing red heart-shaped glasses for another man again. At Elton Official. I have those glasses, by the way. The Shawn Michaels ones. And Wendy's. We've never joined Team Burger because Der Burger is full of freezers and we don't clown around with frozen beef. So now we're officially declared Team Pizza and start the real fight. The war is on. On frozen beef.
Did they take out the food truck?
They took down the entire Greasy Grove.
Oh, I know they took down the entire Greasy Grove, but did they take out the food truck?
I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Because, you know, it doesn't count unless you took out the food truck.
I know. And then blame your partner for taking down the... Anyway, continue. Your turn.
All right. So, like I said, this is a conversation of multiple restaurants, Bray Wyatt, his actual sister, and Matt Hardy.
Yes.
There it is. So it starts with Jimmy's Famous Seafood, who goes like this, down for a little hashtag brandsgiving at Hooters. We'll bring the crab cakes. At PETA, you're sitting this one out, Chief. Because apparently Jimmy's Famous Seafood is still at war with PETA.
Who isn't?
Hooters, a brandsgiving invite? We're in. We'll bring the girls. Hey, Checkers Rallies, join us. Checkers Rallies. Yes, totally in for this. We are bringing fries for days. We absolutely have to invite Pluckers.
What the hell is Pluckers?
It's a wing bar.
Gotcha.
Apparently. Never heard of it.
Gotcha. I've never heard of it.
Pluckers. Yes, we're so down for Brandsgiving. I'm bringing plates on plates of wings. Steak'em, you in? And then somebody makes the call. I believe it was Steak'em's makes the call because I wasn't able to get the tweet. Let's see if I can get the tweet. This is a whole, like, I couldn't get the whole conversation because there were so many offshoots. So Steakums replies, here comes the beef train, choo-choo! Sunny Delight, we need you! Hooters responds, oh wow, good call. Sunny Delight and Tito's Vodka at the same party? Raised hands. Jimmy Seafood replies, the only screwdriver we know how to use.
Ooh.
Hooters goes, you think we'll have enough food and drink to invite our buddy Heel Ziggler to this Brandsgiving? Sunny D replies, sounds lit. I think we're going to need some desserts. Host of snacks, can you bring?
Lit.
Then Sunny D follows that up with, corn nuts, we're going to need some table snacks. You in?
Lit.
Hooters goes, festive, can dig it. Jimmy's Famous Seafood goes, Matt Hardy Brand, could we host this conclave at the Hardy compound? Bray Wyatt jumps into this and goes, I would invite you to the Wyatt compound, but Randy Orton burned all my damn fine china, and it's haunted.
That Randy Orton.
Hooters responds, ugh, Randy Orton, why you gotta ruin Brandsgiving? Bray goes, never trust a man with no pants.
I mean,
it's not bad advice at all.
Not valid. It's a very valid point.
Hooters responds, we have orange shorts that are less revealing. And then they followed up with, this is going to be bigger than Project X. Checkers and Rallies goes, we're going to need at least 9 rings. Hooters goes, we're going to need JR's Barbecue to come commentate. Pluckers responds, bringing my Texas buddies Whataburger and Torchy's Tacos along as well to say howdy. Hooters is clearing a spot at the table. Hunter Gallery goes, I feel like coffee is a definite need for Brandsgiving. Wonder if Dunkin' Donuts would be up to joining. Hooters is always down to dunk. Pluckers is always down for a good yeet.
Yeah, yeet.
Yeah, yeet. And then Pluckers goes, Potbelly, where you at? Or where y'all at? Jimmy Simmons Seafood goes, DirecTV, will you be carrying this event for the world to see? And somebody actually made a Brandsgiving retro WWF pay-per-view with all the brands on it.
The poster. Nice.
Pluckers goes, squad goals. Potbelly responds, sorry, wrangling Frankenstein turduckins is harder than it looks. Hey, Wendy's, got any fries to bring to the feast? Hooters jumps in and goes, hold the fries. Checkers Rally has it covered, but the frosty platter would be simply amazing. This is where Bray tweets his sister, ?? And she goes, I'll bring the 5 guys to the table, brown paper bag. Hooters welcomes her to Brandsgiving, most all food welcome. And she's like, Brandsgiving, the unity we all need. And Checkers goes, Friends forever. Bray then says, I say Netflix. And let's see. Hold on. Let me get the actual tweet that he's responding. Okay. So he wants to air the thing on Netflix. Like I said, this is a huge conversation. And then Checkers Rallies goes, I mean, if we're scarfing down 15 pounds of fries on Thanksgiving, you got to have some Converse when you put your feet up after you're done. Bray goes, seconded, and he tweets a picture of his Converse on his feet as he's laying there on the couch watching TV. By the way, one, he has Comcast. 2,
he's in Florida. He's in Florida. Of course he has Comcast.
He has multiple gaming consoles.
Of course he does. He's got kids.
He's got kids.
They probably play Fortnite.
So Checkers and Rally sends him the fist bump gif. Shinesty jumps in and says, did someone say fashion? Because we accessorize our pajamaralls with Bugles Official FYI. And it's a picture of flannel pajama overalls. Bray responds going, send me some. Immediately.
Oh, Lord.
Because that's what he needs is
fashion,
that.
Fashion trendsetter.
Pluckers goes, hook him up, Shinesty. Checkers and Rallies goes, wait, I thought he won a Bugles Official, maybe both. Bray goes, I'm certain that Corey Rock Taylor will need a lot of Bugles Officials while promoting their amazing new single.
This is a lot of brand integration. I'm just...
This is a huge thing, dude. This is a huge thing.
That's what Hooters... you said.
Hooters jumps in and goes, is that an N64 I spy? Mario Kart Elimination Challenge? Jimmy Sifu goes, looks at like an NES to us and keeps... selecting the Rotunda fella for some reason. It's a picture of all the classic WWF characters from the 8-bit game with his dad in it.
Mm-hmm.
Hooters then, you know, circles the N64 and tweets the picture, and Bray goes, the Elite no. Matt Hardy then finally comes into the conversation and goes, that damn predator of the Apex, he ruins everything. My partner's fine china, my brother's earrings, luchador masks.
Everything.
Jimmy's Famous Seafood replies, let us not consign to oblivion Senor Eddie's lowrider. Somebody else jumps in and goes, what is this, a crossover episode? Checkers and Rallies goes, it's a very special episode. Jimmy's Famous Seafood goes, kind of like when this happened and they tweet the picture of He-Man and the Thundercats colliding. Matt Hardy goes, Do it. Do the yes.
Yes.
'Tis a special occasion. Brand's giving allies a symbol, and it's a picture of Matt and Bray with the Avengers.
Oh my god, this is such a huge conversation.
Checkers and Rallies goes, that's my secret, Matt. I'm always branding. Route 1 Apparel jumps in and goes, sorry, fellas, naturally, we're fashionably late to the party. Need us to bring any cool gear, and they put pictures of their fashion. And Jimmy's goes, hopefully they're cut large because we're going to be feasting. Route 1 says, we cater to all shapes and sizes, but don't worry, we don't cater as good as you, boo-boo. Pluckers, oh man, we're getting fashionable in here. I gotta invite the fam Shinesty. Checkers, I mean, if we're gonna scarfing down 52... already read that. There's the N64. This is all out of order.
Oh, I hate when Twitter does that. I hate when Twitter takes things that you that should be in order, and they replace it out of order. That's stupid.
And let's see. Christian Vargas comes in and says, maybe we invite the Bucks of Youth. And Hooters goes, there's gonna be a food fight. It's guaranteed. And Matt Hardy goes, of course, that sounds delightful.
Delightful.
I'm a renowned owl whisperer. This all happened on Thanksgiving, y'all. These idiots were sitting on Twitter, and you know these guys were working. They had nothing better to do, so you just literally had the brand conglomeration happen. The fact that they couldn't get the Wendy's guy pisses me off.
He took one day off.
He took one day off, and it was Thanksgiving. Can you imagine what would have happened if the Wendy's guy had gotten involved in this? Holy crap.
I mean, it would have gone really viral at that point. I mean, just
talk. It's hilarious. I don't know who's running all these social media accounts, but bravo, y'all. Bravo. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Tweet of the Week.
So we need to have a conversation.
We need to have a conversation?
We need to have a conversation. We need to put you on a cap. I mean, you cap me. I mean, that's like 100 tweets. I mean.
How often do I do that?
Just kidding. Anyway, that's Tweet of the Week. SmackDown.
SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
By the way, Cowboys just fumbled the ball, so we'll see if they keep. If the Saints got it, I believe. Hopefully.
Now, did they fumble it or did they butt fumble it?
Dak did not butt fumble it.
Bummer.
I know, right? We could have mocked the Cowboys for butt fumbles. Anyway, SmackDown. Look. Okay, so if you heard the Raw post show,
it's better than Raw.
Oh my god, anything's better than Raw. We talked about it like this, the tale of two creative teams, and you can definitely see it on the show. Like seriously, like we ranted how negative the Raw show and boring it was. Like this show was, you got a lot of story development. You continued the Ray Randy Orton thing. Ray's mask is still in possession of Randy Orton. They ended up brawling. Ray got left laying when Orton tried to stop him in the chair gimmick. That was fine. That was advancing the story. We had the return of Becky Lynch. And boy, she was throwing shots back and forth. Like, Charlotte starts cutting this promo about Becky and just using everything Becky just said and just repeating it. And Becky called her out on it, which was great. By the way, if you are not following Becky Lynch on Instagram, do so.
Please do so.
Her Instagram story using The Simpsons to mock Charlotte was great. So, Paige was out there and she sets the match Becky versus Charlotte. For TLC in a TLC match for a women's title. But the other women of SmackDown Live were like, nah, what about us? We want a title shot. Give us a shot. Give us an opportunity. You had Mandy talking for the heels, you had Naomi talking for the women, the baby faces. By the way, when it came to Naomi, she had on some high platform boots that made her look like 6-7 inches taller than the rest of the women. I don't know why they let her out there like that. Weird.
I don't think there was any let involved in that. I think she just kind of walked out in it and she's like, stop me.
Yeah.
If you dare.
So they ended up creating a battle royal for the number one contendership, which saw Asuka winning. So at TLC, it will be Asuka, Charlotte, and Becky for the SmackDown Women's Championship in a tables, letters, and chairs match. That's going to be a hell of fun.
That will be a hell of a lot of fun.
You had AJ Styles return. He cut a serious promo. Took some shot at Daniel Bryan missing the house shows this past weekend, and now he's not at TV. Daniel replied on Twitter, like, the old Daniel Bryan would work 220 matches a year. The new Daniel Bryan, not so much. Like, AJ referenced, like, he's, you know, learning from the people at Monday Night Raw. Good promo they're building to their match at TLC. The best thing on the show was Jeff Hardy 20-year celebration. Like, they had everyone out on the SmackDown on the roster. Drew Brees picked off. How about that? So they do a whole big thing. Everyone down on the stage, and they show a nice tribute video to Jeff Hardy, and he talks about the 20 years and what have you. And then Samoa Joe shows up, and he gave no Fs. He came out there, took shots at Jeff about his drug past. Like, the first one he said, Shane got all up in Joe's face. And Jeff's like, all right, let him be. He's cool. It's cool. He kept taking shots back and forth, taking shots at Jeff, which was, they were like, personal, but you kind of got it because Jeff is very open about his past. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to take the shots, which makes for great TV.
Yeah, he doesn't hide any of his past problems, which is refreshing. He embraces it that, yes, I did this. I screwed up and I'm now a better person because of it, because I've taken the proper steps to make myself a better person. And he's acknowledging that, yes, this did happen without, you know, trying to cover it up or anything, because it doesn't help to cover up because it was so public. I don't think he could, you know?
Oh, yeah. So they're going to set up a match between Jeff and Joe. Like, Jeff challenged him to come to fight. Joe's like, nah, not tonight. What they're building on SmackDown is really good. I'm liking, we have good, the top four feuds. It's Becky, Charlotte, Asuka for the women. You have AJ, Bryan, Joe, Hardy, Ray Orton. You got some nice...
You got some really solid feuds going on right now.
Again, and this is why SmackDown was really good in the summer. It's like, everything was personal, and this all has some personal feel to it, which makes the show really good, and it's not goofy comedy and piss jokes, like Raw was. Anyway, that's SmackDown.
NXT?
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So this was an odd show. This was the one from San Jose, so it was a different production style. You had Vic Joseph and Nigel on the call. I think it was Nigel. Could have been Percy. I forget. Either way, you didn't have the full announce team. EC3 beat Marcel Barthel, ended up calling out Bobby Fish, so that's going to set up a future match on TV coming up soon. The Sewer Losers, a.k.a. The Mighty, lost to Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch, and then ended up beating up Lorcan and Burch after the match.
Which is so unnecessary.
Very unnecessary. Which is why they're the Sewer Losers. Mia Yim, coming off the loss a few weeks ago, rebounds with a win over Vanessa Bourne.
Go Mia.
They may mention in like a little backstage segment about the War Raiders and what's going on with them. Appears they're a little banged up from War Games, and they'll be off TV for a few weeks. Like, because you can't just say, the War Raiders just can't disappear, so it's like every time there's like a big show and you don't have plans for a certain group or act or person or whatever, they always have an injury of some sort to take them off TV for a little while.
Isn't Hanson getting married?
Is he?
I know he's engaged to Sarah Logan. I just don't know, like, when they're getting married. He's been posting a lot about it lately, so I think it's soon.
Well, if it's soon, they've already taped TV last night, so it has nothing to do with that. I don't know. But I think they're saving them for the next set of taping, because I think they're going to get the title shot in Phoenix, but it was too early. It was too early to get there.
Yeah.
So you had to write them off. They're banged up, so they'll make a return in a few weeks. Kairi Sane isn't done with Shayna and her horsewomen, now that she has back up in Io Shirai and Dakota Kai. And then we had a big guys battle in the main event. Lars Sullivan, Keith Lee, big men beating on big men, with Lars Sullivan probably getting his final win in NXT.
We'll see.
I mean, he's the hottest free agent in wrestling.
Yeah, and he's got a hot mess pointed at him right now. We'll see if it takes hold. We didn't talk about it in the news, but essentially people have dug up things that he said in the past, and there are some pretty controversial things that he has said. Granted, they are about 6 years old, but this does not indicate a one-time slip. This indicates a pattern. And if he said them in the past, it's looking like he might still be thinking that way. But who knows? I don't want to judge him without knowing him, but yeah, WWE, if he gets big, may have a problem on their hands. So might be best to, like, quiet that down now.
So there you go. So that's NXT.
That's NXT. So I think that does it for us. What do you think? I'm
in the yeah. Top 1%. I guess I should plug now.
You got plugs, so plug away.
This Saturday night, a decade plus one. 11 years of CB Radio. Saturday night, midnight-ish. See Brewery Live on Facebook, Twitter.com. Hashtag blame Rob when celebrity dies. GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, I assume Russell Talk Radio is back, 10 p.m. Eastern. Stay tuned to at WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter for an update on that one. We will be back next Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern for the Raw Post Show. We'll be back next Thursday night for the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's the Rack Radio Show on iTunes, which is Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you follow and subscribe. Twitch.tv/WTR Live. And coming up in just a couple minutes, Fortnite with friends. Because reasons.
We're squatting up, y'all.
And there may be a very arrogant Cowboys fan with us.
That's okay. We can cause fall damage. It'll be fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
Anyway, you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LANSWRD. Don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, youtube.com/MBGTwill. MBC. Blah, 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 blah. Let's try that again.
MBG1211.
Thank you. MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. There we go. There it is. Sorry, Matt. Fightboot.com and Gerwig.net. So, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week. But stay tuned, because coming up next is Fortnite with Friends. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.